American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Senate Minority Whip John Thune of South Dakota will be the new Republican Senate leader. Thune beat out Florida Senator Rick Scott and Texas Senator John Cornyn in a secret ballot to become the majority leader in the 119th Congress. Here's Senator Thune.
It's a new day in the United States Senate, and it's a new day in America. The American people have loudly rejected the failed policies of the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda.
Thune will succeed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky in January. McConnell was the longest-serving party leader in Senate history. President Joe Biden met with President-elect Donald Trump in the White House today as the presidential transition begins. Here's Fox's Peter Ducey.
The huge group of reporters that was kind of forming a crescent moon shape outside of the West Wing with hopes that Donald Trump would come and give us a readout himself of what happened is breaking up because he decided just to get in the motorcade, head back to Trump Force One. They're going to let the Biden side have the first crack at writing this first draft of history of this historic meeting. This is the first time the two of them have been in the same room since they were on the debate stage together, the debate that wound up forcing Joe Biden out of the race. They have spoken on the phone a few times, including after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
President-elect Trump thanked the president for a transition that will be as smooth as it can get. According to the New York Post, House Republicans are demanding more information from the FBI about its use of software tools to seek out election-related speech on social media after a bureau analyst mentioned their use during a recent deposition before being barred from saying any more by FBI attorneys. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan told FBI Director Christopher Wray yesterday to hand over the information as President-elect Donald Trump's looming return to the office creates uncertainty for Wray's future employment. The Trump administration has promised to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education and form an advisory committee in its place to oversee federal policy changes. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters joined Washington Watch.
And when he eliminates the Federal Department of Education, it is going to be tremendous for our states. And just let me give you one example. Over the summer, if you remember, President Biden came out and said, hey, states, if you don't allow boys in the girls' bathroom, boys and girls' sports, I'm going to take your money from you and I'm going to sue you. We're going to litigate this issue against any state that doesn't allow our transgender ideology to happen in the classroom. Well, we fought it. We said, we're not doing that. We absolutely said not going to happen in Oklahoma. And we sued the Biden administration. We were the first state to do so in Oklahoma.
He went on to say that federal education spending only makes up 8 to 10% of education spending in a state and said the Department of Education doesn't educate a single child but pushes a left-wing agenda. The movie Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, hits the big screen today. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
The battle for the land between the river and the sea rages on in the Middle East, although it appears Israel has things well in hand. But what gives the Jews the right to claim it as their homeland? Patterns of Evidence provides an answer.
God's covenants are everlasting. There will be other things disappearing from the natural cosmos before I break my covenant. I will never break my covenant.
Why are we having these conflicts with all these different nations surrounding it? Where does it go back to?
Filmmaker Tim Mahoney looks at the evidence that God promised the land to Abraham and his descendants. And even if you don't accept that authority, archaeology is proving the Jews were there at the very beginning and well before its Arab neighbors even existed.
The archaeology that's in this movie is going to reveal to you a pattern of evidence of the nation of Israel coming into existence. They would be destroyed. They would be scattered as a nation. They would be persecuted, but they would return again to the land.
He says the archaeological record continues to validate the Old Testament as they find fragments of history that most secular scholars once thought were myth. They're learning it's fact.
You're going to see evidences in this movie, The Israel Dilemma, that's going to match the Bible. But the sources are coming from other archaeologists, and it's confirming and affirming.
Patterns of Evidence plays for 3 days, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Go to patternsofevidence.com to find a theater near you. I'm Steve Jordahl.
Find more news online at afn.net.